Manners, I respect. I'm great, Mr. Norval, sir. How are you?
I'm always giving thanks, my brother. Definitely. I'm good.
Yes, that we're talking about. It feel good, man. It feel good always once a year and you get a chance to speak to the generation that up now. Can't say up next anymore. Once you get to speak to the generation that up now, the generation that is going to inherit whatever world, whatever community, whatever country we live for them. Once you get a chance to speak to them, it always feel good, you know, because I find that when you're coming through life, you're trying to navigate through life, people just don't tell you where they're living for you. You know what I mean? If it's a family, you get left millions of dollars, they must tell you. But you see, if it's traumas, if it's pains, if it's hardships, Miss Norville, if it's little ins and out of the industry, whether you want to be a announcer, DJ, a singer, artist, a musician, whatever, people don't tell you the mean parts that they're going to leave for you. They just go along and left you to get through it, however you get through it. But you find it really fair. You know what I mean? It was so fair. I can't say fair. It's not nice.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Because nothing in fear is not nice. So anytime I get a chance to speak to these young ones, I always feel good. This didn't have too special. People that are extremely talented, you know, got Mad Mixy, who's not just a producer, a musician, an artist, you know, businessman, videographer, multi-talented. We got Sifers III, who's a great writer, you know, a singer, songwriter, he's an artist as well. So we can get to have a real great convo with them. Good evening, Mixy, and good evening, Sifers III. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, guys.
Good evening, Slavy. How's it going?
Yo, good evening, guys. What's up? What's good?
Good evening.
Yes, now we're talking about everything good. So, Mad Mixy first. How everything, bro? How you navigating life now, you know? The curfew gone. You're back outside late. You know, come off of a severe lockdown for a good while. You know, entertainment was slow right now. I don't know, entertainment is your thing. How are you doing mentally? How are you doing mentally, bro?
For me, it's now go time for a lot of work that we've been sitting on for some time. So it's actually more exciting than it is anything else, to be quite honest. The fact that we managed to do all the stuff that we got to do coming up. I'm looking forward to letting Barbados hear and see what we've been up to during all this lockdown time as well.
Yeah, for sure. We'll find out before we start and get going. What you find for you was the difficult parts of the lockdown as an artist, right? As a creator, as someone who loves to create and who loves to express themselves. What you find was difficult for you?
The most hardest part is probably finding inspiration during times like that. Just generally because I'm out and about often, which is where I get the ideas for certain things I do. I'll be in certain different scenery, so you will see like, oh, this will look cool for a video, this will look cool for this. And when we're on lockdown, we weren't going to any of these places. We were just chilling in studio most of the time. So don't get me wrong, we ended up doing some really amazing work in that time, but I know that now that a place is open and we can move around a bit more, that we're going to be able to put a lot more into what we're doing already, if you get what I mean. So inspiration was honestly probably the hardest challenge during that time.
Well, nice. Well, I love that. That's a really, really honest answer. So, good evening, Sivers III, and welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. How you doing? Yes, how you doing? How you doing now at this point in time, bro? How is your mental health? How you navigating life? How you navigating? Know you're off a lot longer after a long while. How are things with you, bro?
I would say it's been a tough 6 months or so. Just had a lot of life situations as life happens, and I cannot to battle some trials and tribulations, but I try to keep myself in a good space, bro. I like to come into spaces, especially like this, and really just separate myself from real life, you know, because music is part of everything that I do. So I just like to come into spaces like this and really share music and my opinions on culture and just like what we got coming up. So yeah, I would say I haven't been the best, but hopeful.
And Sweet, love it. I love your honesty. For you, what was the hard part of the whole pandemic? Don't care how thick you may think it seemed, don't care how small it may seem, but what for you was the hard part, especially as a creative, getting through this thing?
I would say the hardest part was when COVID kind of like kicked up, I actually got evicted from my place of work. So I just, so income stopped coming in and I had to kind of navigate finishing these projects and still, you know, dealing with the day-to-day bills and trials and, you know, stuff that you go through. So I would say that's the hardest part. You know, everything kind of just happens at one time, but I had a great support system. Everybody at Red L, the publishing company, record label that I am a co-owner of and co-founder of. So yeah, it was a tough time, but you know, that's the importance of having like good friends and a great team around you.
Yeah, for sure. And I hear so much of these stories about, you know, people being evicted or people losing work and having to try hard to keep your head in a, you know, creative space. You know, that's the most difficult thing ever. So getting through that, how were you able to get through that and still focus on your record label? How were you able to do that, bro?
Man, I would say for me, what really was a driving force and factor of that was just focusing on the music. I would detach. When I get in the studio, it's time to work. It's time to just refocus and get things done. So you got to be really focused. Thanks to working with Odyssey Entertainment and Peter Headley and Barry Knight, they've been kind of like helping me develop as an artist. So a lot of the techniques and tools that kind of got put in place, you know, kept me on rope.
Nice. And you find for you, and because the reason why you're having these conversations, too, right? Because I want to know how the young people were able to get through and what was important to them, you know, and the things that helped them get through. So you were saying, through that troubled time, being able to create, you would say that part is what helped you get through?
Yeah, I would say that was a great relief, you know, like being able to come into a space where, like, all of we going through stuff too, but we put it all in the music, whether it be the production or the videos. It really is a team effort over on our camp. So it's a fun process, you know, like I say all the time, you got problems, you get rid of one side of problems, more problems will pop up. So you can't let that deter you, you know, you got to have a strong mind and a strong heart. And don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to reach out to the elders, to the mentors and get some help. You know, I feel like a lot of youth are against that because, you know, they can have been wronged or had a bad experience. But I would say don't let a bad experience deter you from, you know, networking and getting out there and letting people know you got going on.
I love that. That is
beautiful.
Sivers the Third, a song written, yes, I'm normally is indeed beautiful.
Yeah, Sluggy, I don't know if I could interject. I just want to ask a question if it's possible.
No, this is ours, bro. Fantastic. You're not interjecting. No. Fantastic. This is our show, bro. This is Fantastic. Our show.
Well, gentlemen, you know, yes. I'm a little bit older than you guys, slightly older. My first rap record would have been a record called Fresh Jams back in 1986, 87. With rappers like Nucleus and the Fat Boys. I got into dancing to rap. I was in a group that we used to go to parties. Back in those days, we had house parties. You don't have house parties in Barbados anymore, but we had house parties. And we used to go to parties and the soca would play, the reggae would play, the slow music would play. We'd be upset. And as soon as the rap come on, we'd jump in onto the dance floor, you know, doing our stuff, sweating and having a ball. So I'm fairly versed in rap. What I want to know though is, I want to know a little bit more about you guys. Who are you? I can hear and could feel there's a lot of positive energy from you guys as young guys, and I'm really impressed immediately off the bat. So tell me a little bit about yourselves. Tell me how you got into the rap game.
And let Mick go first. Mick.
Yeah, I'll go first. So for me, I actually grew up in the UK. So when I was young, growing up in the UK, there weren't really a rap scene locally in the UK most of the time until I got into secondary school. Now, when I got into secondary school, a genre called grime happened in the UK. And I literally watched it from like the inception of it and watched it grow to become one of the more respected genres in the UK at the time. So obviously, you in school, it's the cool thing to do. So I started rapping with everyone else. And then as time went on and I got like a little bit older, I was like, yo, I want to be able to rap my own beats. And then because I couldn't find anyone that could produce, I was like, well, I've got to teach myself. And then I took a couple years out of actually making songs to just learn to produce. Got that down pat, and then I moved down here shortly after that. So I moved here about 11 years ago now. And then when I got here, it felt like that the actual way that music was here was literally the same as how the grime scene felt when it first started. It had that whole, it's going to be a big thing once it gets taken care of correctly, if you get what I mean. So at first I couldn't get straight into it, obviously, because I didn't know anyone when I moved to Barbados. But after the first year of being here, I managed to build a certain network of people and started to be able to record, mix, master, all that good stuff. I worked in Hit Island for a little while there, so shout out to KB. But then after that, I went, got day jobs, all of that, just to try and like get the money to build my own studio. Built my own studio, and it was basically history from there. Wow. So I ended up just working with numerous different people, and hip-hop was always my first love. But I then ended up doing dancehall, R&B, tropical pop, all kinds of different genres, whatever anyone brought in front of me, I would make. I would try and put it together in that sort of way. So for me, but hip-hop's always my first true love. I'm a rapper myself, so that is always going to be where my heart is in the game, if you get what I mean. So that's how I started.
Understood. Beautiful. Sivers the Third.
Yes, please. Yes, sir. What's up?
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, Mixie and Norville. Like, thanks for that. And just quickly interject, when you hear youngsters say these things, right, and how they get started, it's always some like such a good story, such a great movie, such a life that I can see why people will want to be attracted or attached to this. If you understand me, bro, like when you hear the youngsters tell where they come from, it's stories that are so interesting because the paths are so different, but they're all trying to get to the same place. That's like one of the beautiful things about art, you know, bro. When it's art, I mean anything. It could be math, because everything is art. I mean like that's the beautiful part about it. Not me to interject, but that just hit me there when you asked that question. Sorry, Sivers, go ahead, buddy.
Nah, you good, Sluggy. You just feeding off each other. I would say, for me, how I started off writing. I was really in love with reggae and jazz and blues when I was younger, because those were the records that my parents would play around the house, you know, like the Spooge and anything local and current they would play. Then my big brother was into hip-hop a lot, and he would be into like the South. What was going on in Atlanta and around the surrounding areas, and what was going on in New York, and everything that was going on with Jay and Nas and Big. So my brother was really my gateway into hip hop. I would say my story is unique. I know people usually say that they have a rags to riches story, but I would say I have a riches to rags story. I'm back again because like my parents grew up as entrepreneurs. They always owned their own business. So I always knew from very young that it's possible to do something outside of the system. They owned a food shop, a food place. Used to be called Tony Stark Bar out there in Wildy. Shouts out to the team there. And doing that, I saw that entrepreneurial spirit kind of like was implanted in me very young. And you know, obviously they went through some financial problems, and then I had to kind of see the other side of Barbados, and that kind of shaped my story. It really changed me a lot. It really showed me, you know, at a very young age, and I was like 13 at the time when that happened. I'm 27 now. So it's like that really shaped me as a person and molded me. So, you know, Black Rock is where I'm from, where I grew up, where I was raised, I would say. I kind of cut my chops out there. And yeah, so that's where I really got the hip hop now, how that came into things. It was more like I just always had a love for words. I remember the first song I got addicted to was this song with Biggie Smalls and Method Man called The What. And just the way they flowed on that track alone just blew my mind. And that became the gateway into doing music and linking up with Mixie and doing a bunch of other work, different ways for rating for artists, songwriting, even helping like direct videos and stuff. So I would say I'm everybody on Red L is wearing multiple hats. Everybody on our team does a lot of different things. And that's my story, man. That's where I'm at. I would say it's the voice of both sides, both the streets and the in between.
Very interesting, Sluggy. Very interesting. You know, it's great for our audience to hear youth speaking like this, because it just shows you how positive and how clear and concise they are and how focused they are. You know, it's very, very impressive. I'm impressed by you guys, man. I could tell you that.
No, and that is the part there that I want to get into, bro, how they focus. Because I think it's good for me to share these stories, bro, that way you can see again, it's great you ask them that. Because I think, again, I must reiterate, it's great to share these stories. And when you say that how focused these young men are, you know, it blessed my heart because, you know, the stories was the other way around. And Sivers and Mixie will know this at all. You know, if the stories were other way around, if we had this passion for other things, and I haven't mentioned anything because you don't want to throw those things in the atmosphere. But if we had passion for other things and we used to approach other things with this passion, you know, we'd be front page news a lot. I'm being real, that's a fact. And Mixie, listen, Mixie, the work you put in already and the things you do, and some of the biggest songs that play up on the airwaves, you know, you walk about still normal, you know, but Brutal, you work with Brutal a lot, and a lot of the songs that Brutal bring that hit, and I mean messages as well, and you're doing that a lot, and then you try, and then you're doing video as well. And Severs, you know the type of work you sit down and put in with your pen and the careful thought you put into the working work with the pen. But then the good vibes that you throw as well, Severs and Mixie. So this for two of you all. I want to know how you all feel seeing things like this and would it still keep you all going, you know why? Because like I can see it again. If we had this passion for other things, we would be front page news daily. So what keeps you all going, knowing things like this still happen within our small industry?
For me, it's the fact that I know that there's another way out, if you get what I mean. I didn't grow up as a rich kid, if you get what I mean. So I saw my parents hustle, work. My mom worked two jobs, my dad had his job, very rarely saw them. And it's one of the ones that I know that there was another way of doing this. There's another way of making money. And it's not necessarily out here to be like, yo, this is to get rich and famous and be the biggest thing in the world. I'm not really in it for that. I'm in it more to be a good example, to be honest. I'm trying to let whoever does what I do after me be able to do it on a higher scale than I ever could do it, just because of the infrastructure that I left.
Mm-hmm.
If you get what I mean. So
that's the mentality. Normally, the guys already thinking about legacy and passing on. That you know, that what will be like young men speaking like this. Like I'm impressed, because we can down the show right now.
I think anybody listening would be very impressed. Like, if we do have a caller who wants to contribute, let's see what they have to say.
Well, great. Of course. Good evening. Welcome to Pigeon Rhythm and Rhyme with my buddy Norval and yours truly, Sluggy. Now we have Mad Mixie, the videographer, producer, artist, and we have Sibber the Third, excellent songwriter. You know, he's a writer, he's a singer, he's an artist. Welcome to Pigeon Rhythm and Rhyme.
Hello, good evening. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great.
Yeah, I want to make a contribution to an area that I think is could be more or less helpful for the Barbados, because when a lot of our young people go to the Barbados Community College and they go to university to do theater arts and so on, you hear a lot of them saying things like they would like to make acting a career. And in Barbados, they don't really have that opportunity, okay? I'm working right now with Pike Corner Company to do some auditions for a film to be produced late in the year. Before I get to the origin of that, though, let me say that because there are a number of people in Barbados who would like to make a career out of acting. They come out of the community college and so on, and they have to go and do other things because they can't find a career in acting. But I know there's a lot of talent here in Barbados. And through the connections in Ghana with Phil Phillips, he was able to put us on to a videographer down there who will be coming to Barbados, I think probably in April or sometime like that, to finish off the process of auditioning people. But what we're trying to do is next Saturday, We can't name the venue because of COVID and we don't want too many numbers in the place. But what we're saying to people is to go to our Facebook page, which is the Pie Corner Audition Company. And once you get to that page, that will be able to give you instructions like what to do next. And we have rehearsals, auditions beginning at from 1 o'clock next Saturday. And we're going to be having auditions the following Saturday from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. But we're looking for not only young people, we're looking for adults. And we're really looking for people who want to make acting a career, something to, they could make money from. They might start out with it as a part-time thing. But we're also looking to having to make money from the process. And everybody in the films will be paid. They can't get paid Hollywood standard because basically we are now starting out. And the people in Ghana and in Nigeria, they don't work for a whole big lot of money either. The people who try to demand a lot of money, they blacklist them. As a matter of fact, two of the top actors in Nigeria 2 years ago, or five years ago, tried to do that. And for one year, nobody heard them. Mm. So they had to come off their high horses.
So,
but we in Barbados, we like to charge a big lot of money because we have these visions of grandeur and so on, whereas the people in Nigeria realize, look, we got to develop this thing and everybody got to work together. So everybody pitch in. And when you hear the type of money that some of these actors make, you know, and it isn't a big lot of money. Mm. They make like, the top actors make like $6,000 a movie.
Yeah, I personally know a lot of actors who are in it just for the love of it, you know.
Yeah,
in terms of your production, though, sir, would you be looking, in terms of the program we're doing also, would you be looking to organize some kind of meeting between our two upcoming talents that we have here and maybe your producer in Ghana?
Yeah, listen, what we are starting right now, we are hoping that we would get the funding that when they come here, that we would be able to get them to do a session with BCC or university or anybody who is interested in acting because, you know, it's about sharing the information, and I know they would be really excited to do that. But we're taking it one step at a time. Right now we're looking for talent, okay? And we would like as much talent as possible because it is not only one or two films that is in the pipeline. It's something like 25 films that is being planned in the next 12 months. So there's a lot of work, a lot of films, a lot of things happening. And the good thing about it is that they bring their own cameras, so we don't have to look to hire a crew. The only thing is you would have to get the support hands for them and so on. And also if they see a top actor here that can work in the Nollywood and they could work with somebody like Lucy Donald or Mercy Johnson or one of those in one of the movies, so is it, it'd be a great opportunity for them, but it is not only.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you. You can tell us the Facebook page again,
yeah,
please, so that people can look for it.
Yeah, the Pie Corner Audition Company.
Pie Corner Audition Company. Okay,
yeah.
People, Pie Corner Audition Company. You can look for them on Facebook, and I would advise my people to go out early because. For me, being part of films galores and talent in Barbados, there's a lot that even producers don't realize when it comes to film, and there's so many different rates, and you never know when something's going to blow and how big it will get, and you should always anticipate that your work is going to get as big as possible. Hold on a second, sir.
Yeah, not to cut you slag it. What I was saying is, first off, I appreciate my good hustle. You know, you came on here to spread a good word. But you talked on a lot of things there that I can kind of correlate with quickly, right? That I came from that grassroots, like that open mic night scene in Barbados, where, like, you know, you go to Hilton open mic night and mic check, you know what I mean? And you kind of cut your chops on performing. I will say two things to young actors kind of coming out. I would just kind of do what we did. With music, bro. The social media is a very vast place. Run a campaign, spend some money. You go invest in yourself. Invest. Even if it's $20, $50, $100. If you're doing music, if you're doing the arts, you're going to invest in yourself. I would also say the second point you tapped on is that you went into the whole Ghana African market. It's huge. It's humongous. It's a lot bigger than a lot of people think it is. And I think in music too, you go kind of like try to find connectors, you know, that could tap you into different markets, not just the US, but the UK, Ghana, you know, they got movements in Australia, Southern Australia. So you just got kind of, the internet, it made the world your oyster, man. So I would say for your, what you're doing, young actors could really tap into social media. We even got Gafar, we even got to talk about America. We could look at Park Game, right? Lepa and aside is, you know, like what they did in the early stages and the series that they did on YouTube.
And look at their career. Look at their career.
Not really as a springboard, but just built the foundation to let people get to know them as persons. And I think that's what artists, we really got to do the work. You know what I mean? Like putting out a song on streaming services or uploading it to YouTube is not enough. You got to go behind the scenes.
Yeah, and then, you know, correct. I don't sacrifice the business, don't sacrifice the business part either. So that's something that I wish.
Foremost, for sure.
That's something that I make sure I tell my young people. Yes, I do agree with putting their time. Like Sivir said, I do agree with that side of it. But also, I always encourage my youngsters to make sure you deal with the business first. You know, in America, Sandy might go 6-year-old child, Sivir, and they say, man, mix with Noah in England too. And you might go 6-year-old child selling lemonade. You know, she's not giving away her lemonade free to go lemonade stand set up, selling lemonade or selling Kool-Aid or selling something small to make money to buy a PS. And then they may come in and say, okay, get my lemonade free. This is exposure. Taste my lemonade. And if you like it, that's exposure for me. You know what I mean? Doing that from 6 years or so, they are saying, listen, are you selling my lemonade on my lemonade stand? And it must be compensated properly. You understand?
To tag on to you, Sluggy, I would say hustle is a muscle. You know what I mean? The more you do it, the younger, the earlier you start, people think that they go kind of get to a certain point before they start charging or start asking for money for their services. Your art is special. You determine the value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what you're trying to do with, like, again, incorporating and doing and everything
if,
the right way.
Correct. And if it isn't paying good, it's a lot. You got to sing because a lot of rates. It's a lot of rates you have to deal with. I think we have an ad from our wonderful people at NTI. And then when we are finished with that, we will get some words from Mad Mixy on this whole vibe, quite like where this direction going when it comes to art and compensation and then opportunities. And then we can also speak about creating your own opportunities, like, because Sivir touched something, a salient point there where you're speaking about, you know, hustle is a muscle, you know, using social media, creating your own opportunities. And I've done shows where Man Mixy was there, and I did those shows so I could show the young people that, look, we could do the own thing, we don't have to wait on a promoter. But it's a deep discussion, and I think my boy have the ads ready. We're going to play some messages first and come back to the discussion. Sir, you ready, my brother?
Ready and ready to go.
Well, I know a Bajan rhythm and rhyme is in a nice groove, but we can slip this one in here without missing a beat, nice and smooth, because you know a Sluggy Dan can think on his feet, and that's how he gets so good with the youth. And he's always learning. And learning is what it means to be a youth, and continual learning is what keeps you youthful. So whether you are a youth or young at heart, master the art of learning with the course called Mind Shift. Break through obstacles to learning and discover your hidden potential. This is one of the hundreds of courses offered by the National Transformation Initiative and Coursera. Fully accredited, fully online, and believe it or not, fully free. Short and sweet, but packed full of knowledge. The course is called Mind Shift. Break through obstacles to learning and discover your hidden potential. It's a course offered by McMaster University, designed to improve your ability to learn and make the most out of whatever situation you are in, so you can be what you want to be, given the real-world constraints that life puts on us all. With the right mindset, you can learn and do more, far more than you might have ever dreamed. Go to training.nti.org.bb and see the list of free, high-quality, fully accredited online courses. Go and get it, go-getter, because you're never too good to get better.
Three minutes after 7. Sluggy, before we continue, gentlemen, I'm going to ask you for your contact details for the public right now. And obviously, at the end of the show, I'm going to ask you to repeat your contact information. There's a lot of people who are going to want to get in contact with you. So if you can give us that now, and then at the end of the show, please repeat it.
Oh, hey, I'll go. You can catch me, Saverzy Third, S-A-V-E-R-S-T-H-A, Third, on social media. All my socials are the same. You can find me there. Find me on YouTube at SVT3. If you want to do work in terms of like publishing and songwriting with our company, you can find us on the social media page, Red Owl Records, Red Owl Records on Instagram. Yeah, I'm going to mix those tags.
Mine's pretty straightforward. It's Mad Mixy on literally everything. So you'll find me on Instagram as Mad Mixy, Twitter, Mad Mixy, Facebook, Mad Mixy. I'm everywhere as Mad Mixy. So I'm right there. When you find me, hit me with a DM. I always hit back everyone. Always.
Thank you very much.
Oh, sweet, sweet. That's great. That's great. And biggest to the public, you know, for calling in and, you know, and sharing ideas and sharing opportunities, you know, especially for the youngsters. I honestly appreciate people calling and doing that and, you know, and supporting what I do is something that I can't ever take for granted.
And the audience is wide, Sluggy, you know. This is Voice of Barbados. The audience is very wide. So I'm sure there is a lot of people out there who know some young people who are thinking in their mind or have maybe said to them something about the music business. So it's really good that we have these two young guys on board right now to share with us their experience.
Listen, man, you are correct. And for me, is a careful attack, bro. You know what I mean? Like, again, be real with everybody. I ain't just do it off of him, you understand? I purposely mix the old and the young. I purposely sometimes spend a good few weeks with only young people, although in the station with the older people, because I'm fully aware that our young people need to be known by the public. The public need to know, listen, we have Bike, we have Gabby, we have John King, you know, and then you got Mr. Blood, Lil Rick, Mikey. But then the public also need to know we got another set of young people that I would love them to spend the next 20 years with. If you understand me, I'm Norville. So that is something I strive to imprint in my communities and Barbados and the people on the diaspora, because the people outside of Barbados is focused on them a lot, because we have so much listeners in New York and Boston and Miami, and then we have a few in England that are always messaging. So the opportunity to be endless. So that's why you see me bring on enough young people on this station, you know me, to get that mix with the young people listening and the old people are already here, which is what I absolutely love. We got a bigger NTI. Everyone can visit training.nti.org.bb. Again, training.nti.org.bb. All the courses are free. Yes, all the courses are absolutely free and they are not time consuming. You can literally take your time and do 20 minutes, half hour a day, how much, whatever time you have, and they are all step by step. All the courses are absolutely free. You don't need internet, you don't need any money. Let me just get your device and sign in. training.nti.org.bb. They got courses like the art of production. Again, that's free. We need to explore the art of record production and how to make recordings that other people will love listening to. You know, the course will teach you how to make emotionally moving recordings or almost any recording, you know, using equipment, including your phone or laptop. The emphasis is on mastering tangible artistic concepts. This course is great. You got the intermediate level. You got it's offered by Berklee College of Music and is approximately 4 hours. Let me say that again. Is the intermediate level is offered by Berklee College of Music and it's approximately 14 hours. No, Mixy. Your take on creating your own with using social media and making your own opportunities, especially you see it in other parts of the world, you see it in Barbados. Your take on how we should approach that.
I feel we need to take social media as seriously as possible, especially in the early stages of artists, because some people are more popular on social media for nothing. Like literally nothing, just people like them. And then it's very easy to then convert that into what your actual art is, what you're selling. Anything else can get built off of that infrastructure. So we should honestly just take it serious on a getaway. But it's not only just that. You got to understand there's a lot of business and marketing aspects that go into social media that makes it extremely, extremely more tedious to be amazing at it, but it's not impossible, if you get what I mean. So some people got super advantages in it and some don't, but it's just a matter of knowing where to put your money, how to talk to people, because communication is a real serious thing to being able to make your social media work for you correctly. And that's something that I've seen a lot of people fail, and it ends up leading to problems for them in the future. Or I've seen a lot of people strive at that too, and it ended up making you come from zero to hero in the next day. So it's just a matter of doing it correctly.
Well, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. No, Sivers, I want your take on that. You know, creating your own wave, you know, and the steps you think as an artist growing, you know, and coming through it. I want you to list a few of the steps you think are important.
I think there are a few things I can say. First off, I think artists need to really get more into the business side of things before they even get to the art of it. The art is the passion, but the business is the infrastructure. You know, that's the foundation of the house. So I would say if you're an artist out there, you know, starting, even if you was an experienced artist, I would recommend reading Donald Passman's Everything You Need to Know About the Music Industry. Any edition, Ninth and Up, if you could find it online, and then you could purchase it on Amazon, etc. But that book really breaks down how to make money from music. And that's the side of things here in Barbados that kind of get neglected. I find a lot of times, and I've seen this throughout the years, creatives do a lot of things for the art, for the passion, for the love, but then stretch themselves so far, still end up with no income, still end up with no finances to do what they really could do or get themselves to the next level. So understanding the business side of things is very vital. The second thing I would say to the social media tidbit mix was very vital in that, like, if you set up the right infrastructure, like, I think a lot of people get discouraged because they make posts something and get 10 likes or 5 likes or whatever. I remember before I posted Bridgestone, I would post, which is my song that really got me out there. I would post stuff and get like 10 likes, 100 views, whatever, 50. Sometimes it would just be family and friends at first. But then, you know, I built. I kept posting. I kept coming back. I kept reinventing myself. I kept tightening the business of things, learning the business. How to make money from my songs, investing in distributors, investing in trying to start your own publishing company, teaming up with friends and networking and pooling resources. I would say is very, very vital to really understand the social media side of things, but it also is money. You need resources. You know what I mean? You really do. Unfortunately, in Barbados, like I've done hip hop shows here, successful hip hop shows. So also to the Cove Barbados and Avenue that we did back in the day. I think 2017 was our last show, but you need resources. And yeah, man, get into every aspect of your music. It's not just a song. Sometimes it's trying to show, even if it's just family and friends at first at $20 or $50 or $10, whatever they could afford. And you know, you just do it as like a small gathering. I know COVID kind of stopped a lot of that, but know that things are opening back up. I think that's definitely an avenue that a lot of artists should tap into. So yeah, learn the business, Donald Passman, Everything You Need to Know About the Music Industry. And I would say really get into social media, all platforms, TikTok, Instagram. I mean, as a great offender, I ain't really a TikTok person, but I'm getting into it now. You know what I mean? You got to kind of tap yourself into different markets because the audience on Twitter might not necessarily be the audience on Instagram, which may not be necessarily audience on Facebook or et cetera, et cetera.
I love when you spoke about reading and you even quote the book. And it's for me, Norval, it'd be good when this generation could quote books, bro. You know, like how old people like me could come and say, I love Immanuel Kant, who's a German philosopher, you know, the art of pure reason. And he could talk about Robert Greene, who wrote the 48 Laws of Power, the 50th Law of Mastery. You know, but when young people come and do that, like us, bro, and black men, besides, yes, Barbados is going to be a bit biased, but black men, besides Norville, how that makes you feel as another brother, B?
I'll tell you something. Anybody listening to tonight's program has to be very impressed with just the way the guys are expressing themselves and articulating themselves. It's like they're rapping, you know. Sivers is like when you talk, it's like you're rapping, you know. You're just smooth and it's just flowing. I'm really impressed with your maturity and your focus and I'm blown away, Sluggy man. Very happy, I'm a very happy man.
Two bright young guys. No, see, Sergeant Three back in the ring again, bro. But you know me. You know he love these things we would do off here. You know he love to have deep conversations about solutions. Cause you know that we'll be deep, baby. We yes, there are problems, but you know we'll be deep with Mixie. We holler, what's the solution? You know what I mean? How we can get from here, how we can attack this to the next level and be gone. We
left the problems more important than the problem.
Yeah, left the problems behind. No, for you. I want you to think good. I want you to think about three things you think we need to do. Because you and I, we were blessed. Some people call it luck. We know for us it's hard work. But we also know if you be honest, hard work alone don't do something. You need that Medea's touch, something you need that stroke a lot of blessings, because you could work hard and still don't get anywhere, and it could be very disheartening. And as we see, they got young people who are creative who kill themselves. And it's not even a serious, it don't happen in Barbados, because in Barbados it happens a lot.
It's true. Which is sad.
We can't even say that only one person killed. No. More than one young person in the last 3 years, Norville, killed themselves. And many of them I knew who were creatives, bro, in Sambia. So what were you saying? Like, you're asking a deep question, no. I didn't want to answer it because like Norville agreed to you all just impress us with your intelligence. You know, not saying artists aren't intelligent, because artists have to be intelligent, but just that too, you're all being young, really impress us. So I'm asking you about three areas you think we could improve on and how. You know, you're gonna give them all of the game, but just give us a little, just three areas.
Definitely. Yeah. And how. The first thing we need to do is sort out the business side of music. A lot of us, I found out the other day that even though numerous people have signed up to Costcat to collect the mechanicals, when we was going to create our publishing company, we found out there's not too many people that actually ever collect their publishing. And your mechanicals is half of the money. Publishing is the other half. If you don't have a publishing company to collect that for you, that's money you just left in the wind that you were never collecting, which is crazy to me, but to each their own, if you get what I mean. I feel
and
that they
listen, right? And stick a pin there, right? Stick a pin there, right? And we told way love you, bro. Like, you know, that's something that is slipped me. Randy Eastman is mentioned that, and as you, but of course, you know, Randy is an educator, master's in education and music education as well. But I mean, it's glad people like you know this, but you know that's something that even slipped me. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I want you to stick there and speak to that. What is important as an, and you don't just mean singers either. You could be writing a book, you could be doing poetry,
any form of publication.
That's what you said. That what you're saying is so important. You get me? So stick it there. What you think we don't know how important publishing is, and then explain to them what is important to make sure you do this.
The thing is with publishing, most of the time for the majority of artists, publishing is done through a company that is not yours most of the time.
Okay.
So unless you get approached by a company that feels that you've been making enough money for mechanicals that they know there's a big check there in publishing that you ain't collect, you're not really going to know how to even obtain that unless you do what we done, which is build our own company from scratch, which was a million different type of things that were difficult to do in that process. But we, like we said, we have a solid team, so we managed to get that done. But a lot of people don't collect the publishing, and that's a severe problem. And it's just because they don't understand it. And I'm not saying they don't understand it in the aspects of they never heard of publishing before, but it's one of those moments where it's like, where do I get it from? Where do I collect it? Who do I talk to? When you get paid from your radio station for mechanicals, they pay you, yeah, but that's only half of the money you're collecting. You're not collecting for your writing, which is just as important. And the thing is, if someone goes and samples your work later on down the line, your publishing is what's going to collect that money. It's not your mechanicals. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand as well. So if you sing a song, I sang Bar Bar Black Sheep and I had it copywritten, I'd done all the things that I meant to do correctly, and somebody else sings Bar Bar, I'm still meant to get a check for my Bar Bar, you know, like, you don't get the whole thing, obviously, but you're still meant to get a check for the piece of work that has been sampled from yours. And it's something that is not acknowledged initially from a lot of artists, because it's not something that is built into our system here. A lot of us don't build actual companies here when it comes to music, unfortunately. And I think it's just more solely because of the cost, it's hard to see the benefits before you've done already had success, if you get what I mean. So a lot of artists don't invest in their music until they're successful in music, if you get what I mean.
Well, that's like Cypress, I know you want to come in here, Cypress, because I know you got suggestions right here too, but that's so important. See, like, you know, like knowing, like dealing with the business side first before it's successful, so that you are, you plan ahead, you know, but having that foresight is what separate artists from each other. So you see, Norville, that is, you see, no Norville, like, what you love these Johnson today. There's little things, right? Like, hard work alone is not enough, because hard work certainly is just be the low 5%. Well, because Mixie is here saying, Sivers and Norville, that, all right, and you will get paid, you will get royalties. So let's say you get $500 in royalties. He said that's for one part. He's saying the publishing side, no, you haven't explored that side yet, because you simply don't know, or simply you see yourself as someone that's starting, you know, trying to think. You didn't think to register, form, or start a business, because we don't normally talk about business when it comes to music. So I'm sorry, art, because we ain't talking about music here. Like he said, anything that you, any publication. So these little things, I think, right? I'm more sure I may know that these small little things is what's really helped you be successful, because sometimes you can maximize on your business, on money. Like I said, you could bring it very simple and small, Norville. You're making only $400 and you got other $300 on the table that you never even knew about. So that could have been $300 as you get it all your life. And I know for a fact that there are hundreds of artists in Barbados who for the last 20 or 30 years never collect a cent from that.
Knowledge. So I would just jump on and say, right?
Anytime, jump in, buddy.
Just to add to what Mixie was saying, I would say this. We ain't talking Baiko ice cream or Frosty money here. You know, we talking like, if you set up your music the right way, you know, you build that buzz the right way from the foundation, you can make tens of hundreds of thousand dollars. You know what I mean? So it's like,
quietly, just because of the business structure, that's you're so correct. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, that's all I had to say. I feel like Mick's got some more gems to drop, but that's what he's saying. Like, I feel like a lot of artists say, man, too much steps to go through to set up, but really take the time and build your team. If you're not a business person, find a partner in your life or a family member or somebody that you trust and say, yo, this is my dream, this is my vision. Could you handle the business side of me? Here is your percentage. Here's your cut. And talk about that in the early stages. Don't say, well, man, when the money comes, you think you got to start at day one the right way. Best practices in life are the ones that you start from day one. Don't wait till things happen.
Preach, boy. Best practices are the ones you start from day one. Don't wait until things happen, Barbie. This is coming from young students. Sure, the NTA will feel extremely proud. And the NTA got free courses on business as well. That's the great thing about Barbados now. And that's why I'm glad that you're all young. People love me and give me the respect at this. And I'm glad the authorities, the powers that be, working with me so that from you all speaking and I getting this knowledge from you all, which Norville and I absolutely need, so that when we are on the air like this and we are doing shows like this, Norville and I will be able to go out and do our own research and then come back and speak on things like this that can help other people. You understand, Norville? So it's imperative that we do shows like this, my brother.
Yeah, what I would say, Sluggy, is that I've even had a WhatsApp message from a lady who listens to Voice of Barbados. She said her daughter writes movies. So on the publishing side, and she wants some more information. So, you know, this is hitting home all over Barbados. You know, even for more mature people, this is a way for them to approach the younger people in their families and say, hey, do you have any dreams? Do you have any visions, any ideas that maybe I can help you with?
You know, hit something there, and that could be a challenge for You know, whether it's your uncle out there, whether it's an auntie, a grand, a mommy, a daddy, you know, a big cousin, or whether that could be a challenge out there to them to, you know, seek after the youngsters and ask them that. And
yeah, and Sluggy, because, you know, we're listening to the youth say this, that this really is how it should be, to be honest with you. This really is how it should be. Not only family, we should all be helping each other, but certainly within your family, you should. There should be older people who come to the younger ones and say, hey, how can I help you? What do you have in your mind that you're looking at or you're thinking of? And let me see how I can help you. So to hear it coming from the youth saying that they've had this guidance, and even they've been there for themselves in rough times and in tough times, you know, they've still been positive.
No, you just, and I can show you something. Right now, God is sure going the direction. See, I love you for bringing up this knowledge, especially with publishing, because let me show you how great you are in Norville, right? The youngsters knowing these things about social media, about publishing, right? And about registering with Spotify and these different streaming platforms online, Norville. The youngsters knowing about these things. And then you might have someone like myself who spent 20 years now working hard and to get to a certain position, Mitzi and Silver. So then I know, well, I can have a conversation with the NCF. I can have a conversation with the Prime Minister. I got a platform that is now and probably for the foreseeable future for sure is the number one platform in Barbados by far. The numbers aren't even close. So then I take what eyes and ears they have and the people that can help. I take them and bring them to you all. You understand? So then you show you well. Then people like Mitzi show you well. Listen, this to do with the publishing. And then people like Silver show us well. This is what we have to do with the social media. This is how we have to approach it. And then I turn and help you all because you all can help me. That's how the industry on the whole been thriving, or bro. Because I got Auntie on me in my corner. I got the division of youth. I can say these things publicly because people they work with all the time. And thank you, God. They work with the division of youth. We work with the Auntie. We work with the NCF. So is that the people like me know to open the door and say Mixie and Sivers come in. Let's reason. Let's do these projects together. Tell me about these things because then you can hear to educate me about publishing, which can help us make more money for sure. Because you've got the business got to be correct, help make more money. And then it can also help us to educate much more people. Look, Norval said a lady WhatsApp about her daughter who writes movies and would like to hear about publishing, bro. So this is education too, you know, we just need to change the way we think about education and the way we educate people, you understand? Because this is vital, vital information that can help people make hundreds of thousands of dollars without even being known, without even being popular. We never talk about popularity yet, Norv. We're just talking about business and maximizing profit, which is what normal businesses think about. So in us, in drawing paintings and pictures and taking pictures and doing art, whether it's NFTs online, whether it's actual art, whether it's sculptors, whether it's sculpting, whether it's writing songs, whether it's writing lyrics, Norville, whatever it is, you know what I mean? For me to see, listen, you only getting $200 here in royalties. You can get 350, you know. This is how you can get 350. Be making it, and not making it simple, and breaking it down so the layman can understand. You understand? This actual 150 can help pay you later on water bill.
That's true.
You know, be breaking it down to practical everyday life of how it can actually help the average person. So see the people, the person said they'd like to hear more about publishing and what they have to do. So you think before we close, it'd be very nice of you to explain again to them about the publishing, what is important, and where they have to go to get the information on how to do a publishing company. Mixie.
All right,
and
so
and thank you very much in advance, bro. Thank you very much in advance.
No problem. The way that we built our company, we went for an incorporated company because there is numerous artists under us and we are planning to do more than just publishing in our company. But the average person that's just looking for publishing can use literally just the sole trader for publishing. Obviously, you got to set up your company, LLC, or whatever you choose to make your company. But what I would suggest is there's a different organization that will always collect your publishing for you. So the lady that was asking about movies, for example, I believe there is, I think it's IMB. I can't remember the exact name of that organization because I don't deal with the film side of things as much, unfortunately. But there's a little company that is their job. IMDb, IMDb, sorry. And it's literal, it's their job. So you will have to sign up with them. After you have your company sorted, you will get all of your information passed.
Nice.
To them, you'll be able to connect to it.
I just want to tag on, right? And give them more websites too. So you got syncrmusic.com, you got taxi.com, you got broadjam.com.
Get him again. So we'll take your time and get him again. That's
syncrmusic.com.
Syncrmusic.
syncrmusic.com. You got taxi.com, taxi.com, and you got broadjam.com.
That we're talking about solutions.
Because every different organization will collect publishing for a different means, if you get what I mean. So the person that collects publishing for books, for example, is not the same person that collects publishing for music. So for music, we could use CostCap here locally, but we chose to go with BMI because we wanted the international reach as well, if you get what I mean. So it's not impossible. It's a lot of work. I am not gonna lie to you at all. It is a lot of work.
But no, we can't mind the amount of work because like you were understanding, it's good that you understand it so young, right? But what she will come to realize that if you do the work, no one set it up, no, she don't have to do it again. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Is management. So it's best to do it one time, man. Registering businesses, you know, I think it's still done in Warren. The thing is going to register your businesses in Warren, all the Claypool and all them still in Warren's, and the thing is only like $104 to register.
Yeah, something so to register businesses. Register the name for the business.
Right, to register the name. So
you can register LLC without having to go through what we went through because we made it incorporated. So we had to use a lawyer. But
you're correct.
If you weren't doing incorporated and you're doing like a normal LLC, I believe there's just a website for it and you pay for it.
Yes.
Once your name is cleared at Claypool, you're good.
Right, and I think the ladies listening still, I think I'm more certain Claypool is also online. Claypool, I think it's CAIPO. You can Google Claypool. Yeah. I'm more certain that the government have all those things online. It is indeed so, Severs?
Yeah, it is online.
Claypool is online as well, people. And so if you Google it, you will find Claypool online. So you can go there and how to register your business. And if you have to go in Warren's, you can go in Warren's also. Is the building there behind the First Caribbean Bank in Warren's? Is the building behind there? Like if you're going towards Jackson, you can go in there, you know, pay $104, I think it is. It's no more register the name. And then I can let Severs the third tell you some other websites to check out as well. Let him tell you the same websites again that you can also go and check out so that your daughter, and you might ask a question, but I'm more certain that other people listening have the same question and want to know as well. And when they hear me say how cheap it is, people in can't believe how cheap it is, and they'll go and get registered and do it. Make sure you do it and take the art serious. So Claypool is online, and it's also the building in Warren's. Severs, tell them the websites that they can check out and get some information from. Again, my brother.
I don't have no problem. Like I said, syncrmusic.com, syncrmusic, music.com. You got taxi, taxi.com, and you got broadjam, broadjam. So what these websites do, they are as a third party, and you submit your song to them. Well, they got a lot of different things, but I can just use, for the sake of purposes of this example, you can submit your song to them to pitch for movies, television. If you like play rates, stop just trying to find stuff for small independent films, you just sign up with them, create an account, tag it to your official business name and business account, and you'll be able to collect your royalties. Some of them do require having an American account, but I would say if you really do have the time and the resources, so, you know, take a trip and try to start your own account. There are third-party services online that will let you have an American account. You got PayPal as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of options. The world is your oyster.
That we're talking about, solutions is what we are dealing with. My brother Norville, like solutions and the youth. The youth bringing solutions. And I didn't know about you, bro, but I was educated today. Learning about syncr.com because I didn't know about syncr.com before. They can be extremely honest. Yes, I knew about the publishing, but when Mixie explained the publishing in depth, I learned much more about publishing, which is what I love. So I now have much more ammunition and solutions when I'm going forward with my actors and my singers and my musicians so on. So I love that for sure. Mitzi, quick, before we go, you want to tell me something else besides the publishing kit we need to look at?
Honestly,
since yes, please.
We're back open again. I will tell any of the young artists, see if you can band together and do your own shows.
Nice.
It makes so much more sense for you to band together and do your own shows than it does to try and get a promoter to book you, and then you're not seeing the money that you feel you're worth, if you get what I mean. It may cost a lot of money. It may be a little thing, but the profits from that is all going to be at you, and you're going to make a lot more than if you work for someone else. And that's a piece of advice that I would give to any of the youth right now.
No, that is great, bro. That is great. Band together, get together, unite and do your own show. So if you got 15 or if you got 15 artists that are hot, you could bring a crowd, 200 or 300 people, This Friday night, you could feature 5, and you're all 5 share the door and the bar, whatever. The next Friday night, you could feature another 5. And the other Friday night, after that, you could feature another 5. That's a great idea. The strength in numbers. So I love that. And for you, Severus, before you go as well, something you think we can work on and the solution, because we are solution-based here.
I would say the importance of building a team. I know I mentioned it earlier briefly, right? But the importance of building a team. As an artist, you will have a lot of things that you will navigate and deal with on a day-to-day basis, whether it be real life, whether it be music and how that correlates in business. You really don't want to be too hands-on on your own career. You want to kind of separate yourself and let you just focus on the music. So I would say, I wouldn't say the manager is the first way to go, but if you could get yourself a music lawyer that you kind of start working with to help, develop after you develop your song a little bit, and they could help pitching your songs to labels or different people. There are tons of music lawyers online that you could just book a session through Zoom, through Skype, through whatever is available out there. You don't go just wait or take a trip. All the resources are there digitally. Building a team, and if you don't want to go so corporate and business yet, get to the grassroots of your business and your organization. I think all artists in this era should have a videographer that they work with. They should have a studio that they record at. They should have an engineer who mixes their stuff, and they should have a mastering engineer who just deals with mastering these songs, because you want the best quality product. I know a lot of people say, money and ting, but like you say, we're dealing with solutions. So if you are a partner that passionate about what you're doing, get he to learn his own engineering. Then get another partner on your team to learn the mastering.
Correct.
And then get another partner on your team to learn the managerial side of things. Get another partner that really good at networking, that could go there and find you a booking agent or an agency. Correct.
Gentlemen, I want to hold you
a lot of different things.
I want to hold you for 2 minutes more because we are running out of time. Mixi, I want to know quickly, what's coming up for you next? How and where do we look out for you? And I want you to repeat your contact address, your contact details. Nice. Sivers, the same thing for you. What's coming up? What can we look out for? And I want you to give us your details once again. So please.
For me, I'm going to start back a project later on this year called Friday Freestyles. It's something that I was doing before. I managed to get to season 3. It's normally 11 weeks back to back when you just release a song, a video, everything, but I want to do it a bit different this time. I try and use it as a place to showcase the younger artists that hasn't already got a big name or reputation. Hopefully, honestly, because of the numbers we've done last time, I'm hoping that we actually should be able to get sponsorship and be able to do it on a larger scale this time. But we'll get into that when time needs to get into that. I'm also doing my own album this year, and I've been producing and making videos for everyone that I can actually get to make a beat or shoot a video for. So there's just tons of stuff in the pipeline, and I'm looking forward to everyone seeing everything that we've been up to.
And your contact and, information?
My contact is MadMixy, MadMixy, and that's on Instagram, that's on Facebook, that's on Twitter, that's on TikTok and Snapchat. Regardless of where you're looking for me, if you type in MadMixy, you'll find me. Yeah.
Mr. Sivers.
Yeah. I would say, first off, you can find me on all my socials, Sivers the Third, SiversThird, THIRD. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, everything. If you all have inquiries about business side of things, you can email us at info@redowlrecords.com. As for what we got coming up, me personally, I'm working on my second project. I worked on an album last year called 30 in Theory. And then I'm working on this new project called Rap Basquiat. I also have a single coming out with American recording artist Blood Raw out of Florida. We have a track that we put together, and we looking to do some stuff on the US side of things later on this year. But for right now, I'm just pushing it locally, doing the work, getting out there, letting people see. We got teasers, videos on we page. If you want to hear a snippet of the song, you can find everything there. So that's just me, man. And thank you for this space. Let me double up and say that again. It was a dope convo.
Yeah, no, I want to personally, like, I'll just finish for me, and I just want to say thank you guys for your time.
No problem, bro.
Thank you for being you. I've got a lot of respect for you guys, so I'm really looking out for big things to continue from you. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I must say, guys, I appreciate you guys spending the time and listening to me and having a conversation with me. And I love being the audience could get to know the artists apart from just the music. Really can see that y'all are intelligent human beings and you are a young man striving and doing positive things, and getting the audience to know that side of an artist, Norville, is easy for the audience to then come and accept the art. When you know what the person is about, when you know the person's philosophy, when you know the person's belief, when you know what the person's striving to do and why they're doing it, easy to holler, or yes, this is something that I can get behind. So I'm sure I'm quite getting tons of messages and people, yes, in the future, I believe we can get more time. People saying it's like, you know, the show needs to be longer. I love the questions from you, brother, in the studio. Dory, people messaging me, loving you, my bro. So thank you. But tell them, listen, all good things must come to an end. And it's good that you all appreciate it. And not having more time will make you tune in next week, Saturday at 6:30.
And what we have, Sluggy, we've got another two ads from NTI, and we actually have a song from Sivers the Third and Blood Raw. So we'll play the ad, the song, and then the third ad to take us out of the show.
Boom.
Thanks a lot, Sluggy. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great night.
Enough love. Enough love, my brother. Enough love and great enough show. Love, and thank love. You, brother. Keep up the great work.
One love to all.
Bless Sluggy, please allow me the space to let the Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme family know that the National Transformation Initiative, along with Coursera, is offering free, high-quality, accredited online courses, hundreds of courses, in so many areas I can't call all. So for now, just let me call this one. This course is called Strategic Self-Marketing and Personal Branding. It's for those star Bajans that have what it takes to shine at higher levels and just need those skills to design, enhance, and promote a more professional image. People, if you don't know how to sell yourself, you might be selling yourself short. If you are like so many of us and you are a little shy or disorganized when it comes to letting the world know what you have to offer, you may not be getting all that you can or even all that you deserve. Strategic Self-Marketing and Personal Branding gives you the knowledge and skills to become the CEO of YOU and showcase yourself to prospective employers, colleagues, supervisors, and any other interested parties. Go to training.nti.org.bb and see the list of free, high-quality, fully accredited online courses. Go and get it, go-getter, because you're never too good to get better.